I can feel the pressure rising like a dam I'm bound to crack. The desperate in the shadows are trying to hold the masses back. Truth is leaking through the seams, can't stop what's in the air. The whispers turn to thunder, something sacred's waking there.
Mark Marilyn and Najuan released their newest album, Now Is the Right Time of Year, a few weeks back now. And they've also put out a little mini documentary about the making of it as well. I've checked it out. It's incredible. You definitely got to go watch for yourself on YouTube. That's Najuan's Sacred Fire from their new album, getting us into this hour of music on the mainstream. I'm Brett Mabee. I'm thankful you're well, and I hope there are good minds everywhere across our beautiful Mother Earth today. We need all the good vibes we can get, and music is a great way to do just that with very little side effects, at least negative ones anyway. You're going to walk away with relationships to new songs that'll keep you coming back for more. We like to have a lot of fun on the mainstream, reimagining what a quote-unquote mainstream music scene can look and sound like. Things have gotten a little stale with the status quo's mainstream, so if you're here, I reckon that's one of the features that you do like about our listening. We'll be hearing from the Labrador-based Inuit, Inuk, and Innu band, Silver Wolf Band. Also one from my dear friend from Lac du Flambeau, the amazing Kelly Jackson. Later on, actor and musician Matt Berry, who always gives off some spooky, vampire-ish, and retro vibes as well. A new one to get into the library from Scarlett Butler. That's a band composed of Métis singer-songwriter Troy Kokel and Joni DeLaurier. More details before too long. In this first block, David Morin and Koila, but right now it's Days of Lavender and my favorite track off their latest release, Already Everywhere. The duo's full debut album was released November 7th, and it features a lot of great collaborations, including with Trent Freeman, Des Hume, and Forrest Mortefi. Right now, you're invited to turn it up and sing along, and I'll be back with you in just a few, right here on your favorite show, The Mainstream.
I've been off to the ancient future, water like an open sky. Night is a waking daydream, you swim, you fly. I wonder where the open door went, woven in a beam of light. Walking through the color silent, beyond my sight.
It's just that bittersweet love ain't kind of history. I'm talking up and down, draining my energy. Try to find one. Yeah, I feel better off alone. But what if we were wrong? I keep on dreaming.
Ghostkeeper, and you're listening to Native Voice One.
Breathe. God, let them breathe.
2023 Let Me Breathe reprise as found on Santhasam, a great way to bring the first block of listening to an end on the mainstream. We also heard Métis soul singer David Morin's Dreaming, a collaboration with Canadian producer Koila, also another fantastic song in that block. And once again, we heard one from the Canadian duo Days of Lavender's full-length album release, their debut, as a matter of fact. That was Once a Week from Already Everywhere that we got into the rotation for the first time this hour. I'm Brett Mabee, and as we continue on with our listening, if you're new to the show, it's good to have you here. If you're only in for a quick minute, well, then just let me have your attention. I know you love what you're hearing here, so as always, be sure to check things out digitally to listen on your own accord 24/7 from your desktop, laptop, mobile device, or tablet. And let's face it, it's a great way to introduce a refreshing radio show to friends who are a little frustrated with the state of things these days. You can always send them the link to the podcast archive and they can enjoy it for themselves as well. We're going to hear from Wolastoq singer-songwriter Mike Byrne. He hails from the Tobik First Nation in New Brunswick, and stick around for one of his great tracks. Later on, Jicarilla Apache member Zachariah Julian in These Mark Trees. A new one to get into the rotation from Scarlett Butler, and right now, it's the latest from Mumford & Sons and Hozier. Fun little fact, I don't know if you knew this, Marcus Mumford is not in fact related to any other members of the band. Mumford & Sons was just chosen to evoke a traditional family-run business aesthetic. I'm not going to lie, I feel a little let down and lied to with that revelation. Regardless, though, they continued to put out good music. Of course, they hit the scene in 2009 with their debut release, Sigh No More, but it was their 2012 follow-up, Babel, that really helped to catapult them to fame, as that was the album that won Album of the Year at the 2013 Grammys. Of course, their biggest hit from that release was I Will Wait. As I've been mentioning, they teamed up with Hozier for this latest single. It's their Rubber Band Man, getting us back into this block of music on the mainstream.
When you can't win for losing, and the beggars start choosing the chaos in your head, calls the cracks to start showing, all knowing, all glowing with the light of the dying to raise the dead.
Steady yourself in your tumbleweed words. Be a street corner preacher or just feed the birds. But don't hold to yourself with hard mortar and stone. Be a rubber band man, make the water your bones. Dying just to live.
skin, red lips in the dark. Nothing lost forever, babe. You know it breaks my heart. Put a shiver on your skin. Do your hair in the car. If nothing lost forever, babe, then can we make a start? Coffee pots and throwaway thoughts and talking about work. Tell me how it's gonna get easier. The first is gonna get a lot worse. Oh my flower, don't turn your back on the sun. Oh, we're all chipping at a mountain that's growing by the ton. Glory days, you're stuck in your ways and no one's gonna pull you out. You tell me how it's gonna get.
You're listening to The Mainstream on Native Voice One with Brett Navy.
Put me in Try to